Chapter 10. I am a new boy. The next morning, Mr. Wickfield walked me to my new school and introduced me to its master, Dr. Strong. The doctor was a rusty-looking older man with a slightly distracted air. He took us to the large schoolroom in the quietest side of the house. About 25 boys were reading at the desks when we entered. They rose to give Dr. Strong good morning, and he introduced me.
A new boy, Trotwood Copperfield.
The head boy stepped up to show me to my seat in such a polite way that I felt instantly less nervous. As I had little schooling for a long time, I truly felt like I was starting at the beginning. I was uneasy about that at first. I knew my life experiences were very strange compared to the other boys. Still, the boys were friendly and welcoming. Dr. Strong proved to be a kind master who expected the best of all his boys and was only very rarely disappointed. Plus, the quiet of Mr. Wickfield's house and the sweet company of Agnes soon made me the happiest of schoolboys. Other than his lovely young wife and his school, Strong's great joy was creating a new dictionary, which he worked on constantly. In the years I went to school there, his dictionary seemed to come no closer to being finished. Many times I saw Strong walking around talking to himself with bits of paper sticking out of every pocket. In all this time, I would have been the happiest of boys if it weren't for my growing dislike of Uriah Heep. The young man fawned over me whenever we met, which was as rarely as I could manage. He talked often about how very humble he was, but I sensed his remarks had layers of meaning I couldn't quite catch. I wrote to Peggotty as soon as the whirlwind of change began to die down, and I was proud to repay the money she'd lent me. Though she was clearly happy for me to be safe and in a good situation, she still held my aunt in some awe. Several times she hinted that I would be quite welcome at Yarmouth if my aunt were to go alarmingly mad. Peggotty said that Mr. Barkis had turned out to be an excellent husband, though still a bit overly careful with money. Mr. Peggotty was well, Ham was well, and Miss Gummidge was as gloomy as ever. Emily grew more lovely each day, though occasionally her longing for the life of a fine lady worried Peggotty. Throughout my days at school, I went to Dover every third or fourth Saturday as a treat, and every alternate Wednesday, Mr. Dick came to visit me. He often brought his kite and was soon a great favorite among the boys at school. One of the greatest surprises was how much Strong seemed to enjoy Mr. Dick's company. For a man whose family planned to shut him up in an asylum, Mr. Dick became quite a social success.